Welcome to Ron Paul and Charles Goyette, the weekly podcast. More than 50 years after the fact, there are still records of the JFK assassination sealed and hidden from public disclosure. The same with records in the assassination of Martin Luther King. For many younger people, maybe those events are ancient history now, but every adult remembers 9/11. And yet 28 pages of one of the 9/11 reports are still hidden from the people. Ron Paul's close friend in Congress, North Carolina Representative Walter Jones, recently read the classified pages of the report, kept under lock and key, by the way, and joined Ron on the Ron Paul channel to talk about what he had seen. Dr. Paul, it is shocking that the American people are prohibited from knowing the whole truth about the events of 9/11.
Boy, that's for sure. It's shocking, but then when you stop and think about it, shouldn't we expect this from our government, which is really sad. It's shocking that our government treats us this way, but it's been going on for a long time. And you already mentioned, you know, the Kennedy assassination probe and commission. We don't know the truth about that. And probably about 80% of the American people don't even believe that Oswald was the only one involved. So it doesn't lead to trust in government, it leads to distrust in government. Also, we don't know all we should know about Martin Luther King assassination either. But the one issue that we're talking about today is the 9/11 Commission. You know, this subject has come up in the past, and it's politically very risky to talk about it because, you know, the left and the government defenders are really, really quick to discredit anybody who raises any question whatsoever because they paint you and they say, oh, you question this. That means you're a truther. And I was always amazed, you know, if you question and you want the truth, how they took a word like truther and turned it into a terrible, terrible word. It's sort of like taking the word liberty, liberal, libertarian, and try to turn it into something bad and evil. But they certainly have done this. To look for the truth is now considered overkill when the people need to know something and deserve to know something. But I believe that what has happened in our government is that things got turned on its head. Our Constitution obviously endorses the principle of a government and a centralized government, stronger than many of us would like, but it is there. But they tried their best to try to protect the privacy of the people with the Fourth Amendment. But at the same time, the implication was that our government would be open. It would be a true republic. It would be a representative government, and the government would remain small. Now, that part hasn't held up. But one of the worst transitions that we've gone through is the fact that, you know, our privacy is not protected. The government abuses our privacy, and yet government has become totally secret. So when there is a problem and some terrible thing happens, like 9/11, you know, it's very natural. People want to know what's happening. Set up a commission. So the politicians respond. They set up the commission. And I've come to the conclusion that all government commissions are designed to protect the government. So they look at it, and even when they admit there might be some problems, I think they claim, well, we don't want this to happen. We don't want this information to come out, because it will be a threat to national security and it will unfairly punish some individuals. Well, you know, that was some of the things that happened in the investigation on torture. You know, we're still not getting all the information on torture, and a report is supposed to come up and they say, well, we have to be careful. You know, somebody might be penalized on this. Well, this is the whole purpose, is to find out who's disobeying the law. So I am delighted with Walter Jones, a Republican from North Carolina, indicating that he wants to look into this, and along with a liberal Democrat, Stephen Lynch from Massachusetts. So I think this is great that they're doing this, and there is a coalition, and Thomas Massie, a very good constitutionalist from Kentucky, and a new member and very libertarian, he's very much involved in this too. But nothing will happen. They're not going to all of a sudden get John Boehner rushing this to the floor and doing something. To have these pages and insist that these pages that have been redacted open to the public and release the whole report. The only thing that can help is public pressure. And even that is difficult when they have the armed might of the whole government bearing down on protection of their secrets. But evidently, there's some really juicy material in there that we deserve to know. Now, there's always been suspicion, but Walter now has a better perspective on this because he went to the private room, and I've been there myself. The private room, it's in the Capitol, well-armed and guarded for these papers that are available to us, but very, very protective. It's not available to the public. It's never discussed on the House floor. So if you want to know more about the CIA budget, you can go to this particular room, well-guarded. And when you're in there, you have somebody looking over your shoulders. You can't have a camera. You can't have a notepad. You can't take anything down. And if you can just visualize what you're reading, it's very disjointed because the bills and the legislation or this thing, if you break up a sentence or a paragraph in half, you lose perspective. So it's hit and miss, and it makes it very hard to even understand what you are allowed to read. But 24 pages have been redacted that we weren't able to see. The report actually came out way back in 2004. It just takes a while for people to sort of wake up to this, and it takes people like Walter Jones and others to bring it to our attention and to get more people to know about this, and they ought to be joining and helping Congressman Jones in his efforts.
Well, Dr. Paul, I always laugh when I hear the word truther myself. There are so many things that are extraordinarily curious about the 9/11 event that have nothing to do with conspiracy theory. Chief among them, in my view, is President Bush, the entire administration, Condoleezza Rice, assuring the American people over and over again that no one could have foreseen airplanes being flown into buildings or airplanes being used as weapons. And yet, only weeks before at the G8 summit, they had taken the extraordinary measure of putting anti-aircraft missile batteries around the site. And President Bush himself, and I believe Condoleezza Rice, spent the night on the aircraft carrier, the Enterprise, because of the threat of attack by airplanes. For those who believe that there is some conspiracy theory involved in questioning the official reports, the co-chairman, I mean, we're talking about conventional politicians like Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, the co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission themselves accused the CIA of trying to subvert the investigation somehow. We now know that the CIA spied on Senate staffers years later on their investigation into activities of the CIA. So what is the big mystery here?
Yes, I think more and more Americans are starting to realize this. But I remember my immediate reaction. Of course, I was in D.C. on 9/11, and it was total chaos. And the main goal for most of us was to get out of D.C. because not much was going to happen for a while before Congress gets organized again. But it had to, there was no flights going out for a couple days. And finally, I believe it would be 3 or 4 days later, we were allowed to fly out, but not out of D.C. I had to go to Baltimore. And believe me, there it was very, very chaotic. But at the same time, we heard news very early on that all Saudi Arabians had already left town. They got on their private jets and they were shooed out of town and flown back home and allowed to go back home. And many of those individuals that went back to Saudi Arabia, guess what? Their last name had the name of Bin Laden. Never quizzed one time by the FBI. And I think that although that very secret part of the report that the members of Congress can read but not expose, there's been hints. And matter of fact, I even think that Hamilton or somebody else on the commission mentioned that one of the big issues is Saudi Arabia and try to get in compensation and believing that there's material in there that protected Saudi Arabia. But, you know, the other thing that was well known I don't know how well it came out in the reports, but most of us heard about these pilots, so-called pilots training to land airplanes, to fly them, but not learn how to land them and take off and all this. And one FBI agent, I think he went like 25 or 30 times, issued reports and saying there's something weird going on with these guys on learning how to not fly an airplane. And so there was the material there. I believe that if we ever get the full truth, we'll find out that our government had it in the records on exactly what the plans were, at least close to it. And you've already mentioned that they had been warned that something was going to happen. Now, does that prove the fact that our president and others actually sat down and laid the plans and did this? I don't think it does. But I think what it does show is that one of the reasons why they want to cover up is because they don't want to say, you know, the FBI and the CIA were spending, we were at the time spending $40 billion a year to spy on everybody to make us safe and secure. And therefore, they really messed up, so they had to hide that. But the consequence of this, not only hiding the information, but just think of the tragedy on our civil liberties here at home and the fighting of all the wars in the Middle East and the attack on our civil liberties ever since that time. So our own government did more harm to the liberties of the American people than, you know, bin Laden did. He was a monster in himself, but that was minor compared to the damage done financially that people have died. And here we are 24 years and we're still fighting a war in a pretense that it had something to do, you know, with 9/11, especially the escalation of the war in 2002 and 2003. So it is a real tragedy. And, you know, about all we can do right now is do our very best to get the information out, because I think it's very, very healthy that the American people don't buy into these commissions, that they don't, you know, accept everything they said in the Kennedy Commission, and they haven't said everything about the one on torture as well as Martin Luther King. And right now, there's a growing number. And one of the groups that are most interested in getting these pages out are members of the families of the individuals that were killed. So it isn't like finding the truth is something terrible. It's some of the people who suffered the most from the tragedy of 9/11.
In addition to the deep embarrassment of, and deserved embarrassment of the governing classes for the cover-up, what are the implications of our discovery of some deep involvement of the Saudi family, the Saudi government, the Saudi secret police in this? Senator Graham has suggested that that's where all of this crucial information seems to point. What are the policy implications for the American people? What is to be drawn from the discovery that something like that may have been going on?
Well, I think one of the reasons why they wanted to keep it quiet is we've always been so dependent on Saudi Arabia, and to a degree we still have some dependency, but less so because there's so much oil in the world and there's so much oil in the United States now. I think it would be, in combination right now with Saudi Arabia really being highly critical of us in our foreign policy, one of the ramifications might be that we give up on the promises that were made all the way back to World War II. We'll take care of you. We'll protect you. And you don't have to worry about anything, any foreign adventurism, because we're going to take care of you and you're going to provide the oil. That, of course, is the reason that we so-called protected Saudi Arabia after Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait, which was all a fiction as well. But I think some good could come of this. The American people would say, why are we doing this? Do we have to do this? And, of course, if you come to foreign policy from a viewpoint that so many of us do, and that is, you know, why are we involved? Why is there so much intervention? Because there's always blowback, militarily blowback, but there's economic blowback. And we just expose ourselves. And the financial blowback, of course, will be accomplishing what bin Laden was actually seeking to do. He wanted to drag us into a no-win war in the Middle East, bankrupt our country, and have the American people self-destruct. So tragedy is, the tragedy really is that it seems like bin Laden keeps winning.
Well, the more we learn about it, the more it argues for a non-interventionist foreign policy. Thank you, Dr. Paul. Another informative conversation, great podcast. And we'd like to thank you for listening and telling your friends about our weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.